Right now, 16 minutes past 7, Jeff Field is in once more. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, we do a little thing called the Weekly Wrap on a Friday. We just basically go through the week's worth of news, remind ourselves what's been happening. I think it's going to be an interesting one because you haven't been here all week. So
I've been away and Max has been running the show, but I have been keeping my ear close to the radio.
I was going to say, because if Max has been keeping notes, he could have just put in a whole bunch of lies. Well, you couldn't know. This could be genuine fake news.
Fake news, yeah. Well, let me know if there is fake news and let me know if I've missed anything.
All right, let's head to Monday. What happened?
All right, Monday we had the terrible spectre of arriving at work to find out that 70 homes had been destroyed at Tathra. Now, I remember watching the news on Sunday night and seeing several properties were in danger of being destroyed, but to come in the next day and find out that 70 homes had been destroyed was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And of course that played out during the week. We'll get to that. Republican senators warned Donald Trump not to fire special counsel Robert Mueller after some provocative tweets, to say the least.
It's always worked so well warning him what to do or what not to do. So
yeah, yeah. Remember Rex Tillerson? And
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be the US Secretary of State. Vladimir Putin won his election. Gee, that was a shock.
Yeah.
Another 6 years as the leader of Russia. A new poll shows almost half of all New South Wales voters don't believe that the Berejiklian's transport plans will actually improve their commute to work. That doesn't surprise me. Many people saying too little, too late, and it's a case of catch-up. We also had really disturbing figures showing 1 in 10 adults don't understand how to actually properly protect themselves from skin cancer. A lot of people not slip-slapping properly, not staying out of that really fierce
midday heat,
sun.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a wake-up call there. On Tuesday, Amnesty International criticised Australia for adopting a cautious approach to the crisis in Myanmar. Brisbane beer workers will walk off the job next week, threatening supplies for the Commonwealth Games. Now, that's 4X workers fed up with job insecurity.
That's why Bob Catter was pouring 4X down a sink in a photo opportunity the
other day. I missed that one.
All right, that
makes
so much
more sense. I'm really sorry I missed that.
Yeah, no.
The White House claimed that Donald Trump is not planning to fire Robert Mueller, but is frustrated by the pace of the investigation. That's more or less a follow-on from the day before. And a new survey shows half of Australians do not brush their teeth twice a day, and 90% of adults have some form of health decay. That was the first report into the nation's oral health. That might sound a bit sort of, you know, not important, but oral health can cause a lot of other problems.
Massively important. We spoke about dental health on the show a little bit, maybe last week. We looked at it from a kid's point of view. But I think, you know, in this country, there's almost two healthcare systems. We're so used to having Medicare and doctors that when we look over at dental health, which isn't Medicare covered, we treat it as a separate thing, not part of a whole health package.
Absolutely. And a lot of people put off going to the dentist because of the cost. I mean, if you go in for an extraction or a filling, it can set you back a week's wage. And a lot of people just can't do that. So
and
they
more,
put it off.
And more and more up for a week.
And then they wait until it's too late. And on that day, one of the biggest stories of the week surfaced. Claims that Facebook accessed the data of 50 million users and gave it to Cambridge Analytical, associated with the 2016 Trump election campaign. I think that story was probably one of the biggest stories of the week.
Absolutely.
Even though we kind of knew this was happening,
it's still unfolding. We're still going to get a lot more out of it. There's some incredible work from, I think, The Guardian, The Observer, and Channel 4 have done some amazing.
They did the sting, didn't they?
Yeah, they did do the sting. And normally, gotcha journalism like that worries me a little bit. This was great.
This was very much needed. Okay, let's move to Wednesday. Donald Trump says he called Russian President Vladimir Putin to congratulate him on his recent re-election victory. And that caused outrage all around the world. In fact, John McCain, a fellow Republican, said it was an absolute disgrace that he was calling a man like Vladimir Putin, given his human rights records and what he's done to the Ukraine.
Yes.
James Packer resigned as director of casino operators Crown Resorts because he is suffering from mental illness. That was a surprise for many.
A surprise, but really good to see someone of his profile putting mental health forward. And I think, you know, hopefully that'll open a bit of a national dialogue about it, because I actually think that's in, you know, say what we can about the Packers, as an individual man, that's a very brave thing to do, and I give him full points for that.
Absolutely. Also on that day, Wednesday, the Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed the Australian woman in July last year turned himself in after a warrant was issued for his arrest. He was Mohammed Noor. He shot 40-year-old Justine Dumont 15 minutes after she called 911 to report a possible rape near her home. Now, that story played out yesterday. We'll get to that in just a minute. And also on Wednesday, two separate inquiries will be held into the wake of the Tathra bushfires, in which, of course, 70 houses were reduced to ash.
Is going to be interesting to watch.
To see what happens.
That's Bill Kelty running that from, by
absolutely.
The way.
Yeah, absolutely. Former ACTU boss. Yesterday, Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg made a very rare media appearance on CNN to apologize, saying, "This is probably the understatement of the year. Mistakes have been made in protecting users' data." He said that he will be taking steps to ensure this doesn't happen again, and he's very sorry. Meanwhile, delete Facebook was the number one trending.
It's huge.
Thing right across. I wonder how many people listening here were actually going to delete their Facebook but have decided, oh, no, I'll keep it on just in case.
Jump on Twitter, hilariously enough. Yeah. Jump on Twitter, at 2SER. Let us know if you thought about deleting Facebook that then didn't, or tell us if you did. We're very keen to know.
I'd be curious to know. Yesterday, Michaela Cash says the job numbers that came out yesterday were stunning. Do you want to know what the job numbers were? They jumped to 5.6%.
Wow.
But she said they were amazing because there are a lot of new jobs being created. I seem to hear that every single time.
Jobs and growth.
Labor pointed out that we have a record amount of casual workers, underemployment, and people that have just given up looking for a job. So there you go, Michaela Cash saying the job numbers are stunning despite the fact unemployment rose. Mohammed Noor was given bail after appearing in court yesterday for the murder we were talking about. And there seems to be some sort of debate over racial implications on this.
I've missed that.
Yeah,
all right, let me look into
that. We'll just see how that one plays out. And, of course, last night, Pauline Hanson threw her support behind company tax cuts. Darren Hinch not really saying whether he will or not, but he says if he does, banks must be exempt from the tax cuts.
Good.
And we're yet to hear from any of the other players in this particular issue. And that's pretty much the week that was. Did I miss anything?
There's only one thing I would add in there, and we're going way back to Wednesday. Donald Trump congratulating Putin. The minute that happened, it was leaked that in his briefing notes, there was an entire paragraph in all caps saying, "Do not congratulate."
That was from his advisors.
Yep.
Who he pays nil attention to.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nick.
Jeff Field, thank you very much.